وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of, and we begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that indeed it has come on the authority of Abu al-Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. قَالَا كُنْتُ خَلْفَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا فَقَالَ لِي. He said that indeed one day I was behind the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, so he said to me, يَا غُلَامْ إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ. He said, oh boy, I am going to teach you some words. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظَكْ إِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظَكْ إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدُهُ تَجَاهَكْ. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ فَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. It comes as it is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu al-Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, one day when he was behind him, that, oh boy, I am going to teach you some words. Ihfadillah yahfadak. Be protective of the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihfadillah. Do hifz. Protect the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدُهُ تَجَاهَكْ. Protect the sharia of Allah, protect the religion of Allah, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala near to you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, ask from Allah. وَإِذِ اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek aid from Allah. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اِجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ قَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And know that if all of the ummah were to gather together to benefit you in something, they will not benefit you in anything except what Allah has already written for you. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضَرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if they were to gather together to harm you in something, they will not harm you in anything except that which Allah had already written upon you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pens have been raised and the sheets have been dried. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad hafidhahullahu ta'ala, he says regarding the statement, ihfadillaha yahfadak. Be protective of Allah, yani ihfad hudud Allahi bi imtithali awamirihi wa tsinabi nawahihi. Meaning, be protective of the rules of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing what He has ordered you to do and refraining from what He has prohibited you from doing. Would the brothers move up, Allahu yubarik feekum, so the people coming in have room to sit down. Please tighten the space between you so the people coming in, they have room to sit down. Barakallahu feekum. Allahu yajzikum khaira. This also includes tasdeequl akhbar. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told you of something, have informed you of something, that you believe in that, and you believe it to be truthful. وَعِبَادَتُهُ وَقْفًا لِمَا شَرَعَ. and that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that has been legislated in the religion of Islam. لا بأهوائي والبدعي. Not that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your desires or based upon innovations. يَحْفَذَكَ اللَّهُ فِي أُمُورِ دِينِكَ وَدُنْيَاكَ جَزَاءً وَفَاقًا. If you are to do this, then Allah will protect you in the affairs of your religion and in the affairs of your dunya. أي أن الجزاء من جنس العمل. Meaning what? That your reward will be from the action that you yourself have done. فَالْعَمَلُ حِفْظٌ وَالْجَزَاءُ حِفْظٌ. Why? Because you were protective of the rules that Allah, of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will protect you. And Allah will protect you. And this is from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ عَبْدِهِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah is in the service of His slave as long as his slave is in the service of his brother. If you hide the sins of your brother in this life, Allah will hide your sins in the next life. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. The reward is from the action. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continues and he says, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Be protective of the rules of Allah, of the sharia of Allah, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. تجاهك بمعنى أمامك كما في رواية الأخرى احفظ الله تجده أمامك. What is the meaning? The meaning is that Allah will be in front of you. Allah will aid you in the affairs of your religion and in the affairs of your dunya. He says, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذِ اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you seek, if you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek aid, seek it from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we seek aid. فَإِنَّ سُؤَالَ اللَّهِ دُعَاءٌ. So when you ask of Allah, that is dua. وَالدُعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ. And dua, it is ibadah. وَالْمَعْنَى أَنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَيَسْأَلُهُ قَضَاءَ حَاجَتَهُ. The meaning of it is that Allah's servants, the Muslim, he only worships Allah. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete his needs, to fulfill his needs. That if he needs anything, if he needs aid in this life or in the next, he asks from Allah. And he takes from what Allah has legislated. So for example, if he needs wealth, then it is not that he only asks Allah, but he then does what Allah has legislated him to do. He goes out and he finds employment. And he works to make a living for himself and his family. So he takes from the legislated affairs. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith collected by Imam Muslim, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Seek out what will benefit you. And seek aid from Allah. So the sunnah is not as some of the Sufiya that we see who just sit in the masajid and they just do dhikr, they do nothing else. And then when you ask them, how do you make a living for yourself and your family? They say, well, Allah provides. I just went back to Pakistan and there you see the Sufiya and their wives and their children are in the streets begging. And you ask them, where are your husbands? Say, oh, they've gone out. They've gone out for so many days to give da'wah. Have they left you any sustenance? No, they've... Allah provides. No, you're begging. Rather, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ihris, Seek out ala man yanfa'ak, on that which will benefit you. So seek out sustenance. Seek out employment. Seek out jobs and businesses and tijara, because this will benefit you. And then you seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like the man who came inside the masjid, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked him about his camels, whether he had tied them. The man said, I have left them under the protection of Allah. What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Go and tie your camels and then leave them under the protection of Allah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. The hadith, it continues and it says, وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And it ends with the statement, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens have been raised and the sheets have dried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains after mentioning that when you ask, you only ask of Allah. When you seek aid, you only seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if all of mankind was to gather together to benefit you in something, they will not be able to benefit you in anything except what Allah had already written for you. And if they were to gather together to harm you in something, they will not be able to harm you except in that which Allah had already written upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who fears Allah, Allah makes a way out for him. Then why would one ask from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would Allah seek from other than, or why would one seek aid from other than Allah? And the correct path, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, barakallahu feekum, is that one joins between seeking out what Allah has legislated, what Allah has made halal, and then seeking aid and sustenance from Allah. Many people nowadays, you speak to them, they say, no, just spend. Go out, give da'wah, or sit in the masjid. Well, how do I raise my family? Allah will provide. وَالْإِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So if someone wants a son or a daughter, a man wants a son or daughter, does he say to Allah, Ya Allah, give me a son, give me a daughter. Then someone says to him, are you married? He says, no, Allah provides. What is the difference between this and this? But rather, you take from the legislated affairs. If you want a son, you want a daughter, then Allah has legislated that you should get married. And you should do what Allah has made halal. And then after that, you make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, find me a wife. Oh Allah, find me a husband. Oh Allah, give me righteous offspring. As for the one who does not seek out a wife and not seek out a husband and then makes dua, Ya Allah, give me a son, give me a daughter. What would you call this one? What is the difference between this one and the one that sits in the masjid and does not go out and seek a livelihood, does not go out and seek sustenance for their family, for their wife, for their daughters, for their parents, for their sons? And when you ask them, they say, no, Allah provides. What is the difference? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that take from the legislated affairs to benefit ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make us from those that ask only of Him, seek aid only of Him. We ask Allah jalla wa ala, He forgive us our misgivings and accept our good deeds and save us from the fire and enter us into al-Jannah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وإقامة الصلاة.